Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three receivers to the left side. Wentz throws right. It was picked off. Ryan Kerrigan. Touchdown.
Ryan Kerrigan's interception returned for a touchdown. The only points put on the board by the Redskins defense. A big reason why I named him my defensive MVP to this point. Danny, you went with Zach Brown, who's leading the team, according to the coaches, with over 40 tackles.
The NFL.com stats, or Pro Football Reference, whoever you want to call it, still has him in the lead, more than doubling up Mason Foster, who's your number two seed, with 33. He has flown all over the field. He's been fast. He's been efficient. He's stopped runs cold. He's good in pass coverage. He's good at everything. He is their best defensive player. He is a linchpin. He is a star. I want him to be signed to the longest-term contract in the history of long-term contracts right now. Please retain his services.
Greg Minuski has done a great job.
Yeah.
Should be factored into this discussion in some capacity as the defensive coordinator. To this point, I've been very wrong about that hiring.
Dead wrong over here.
Now, the Redskins settled on him in the same way Mike Rizzo and the Nationals settled on Daniel Murphy. Lest we forget, they wanted Ben Zobrist, then they wanted Brandon Phillips, then they got Daniel Murphy, and Plan C ended up being the best of all the plans. The Redskins wanted Paul Gunther, weren't allowed to talk to him, wanted Gus Bradley, a few other guys that didn't reciprocate their love, and they ended up with Greg Minuski. I thought that was going to be a fiasco and an utter debacle. It has been the antithesis of that, and they should be commended for the foresight to say all along, if we end up with Minuski, we're going to be just fine, because I didn't think they would be. I also think Jim Tomsula, who we make fun of on the show and have for a couple years,
we've star.
Got all kinds of Tomsula audio in the sound machine. Jim Tomsula has been a sensational addition.
Tomsula with the defensive line and Torian Gray with the secondary. Night and day for a lot of those guys. Breland went last year to somebody that was a head case, was walking out of practices, had to be consoled by Scott McLuhan.
Right.
A whole bunch of other things that led to divisiveness. Now locked in, playing the way that he should play. Same with Kendall Fuller. I mean, you got Fabian Moreau, a kid looks like a stud. Can't get on the field.
Yep. Let's go to Vaughn and Alexandria on the fan. Hey, Vaughn, how
What's up,
are
Vaughn?
You?
How you guys doing? I'm going to look at things a little bit differently. I'm not really going to choose a player from last year. Being that although Preston Smith and Kerrigan is having a great year, I'm going to look at who's the biggest impact to why Breland has gotten better, Preston Smith is playing better, and Kerrigan is playing better. So I'm going to go with number one and two as defensive coordinator Minuski, number two the DB, DB coach, Gray, I think his name is.
Torian Gray.
Number three, Torian Gray. Then the number three I'm going to go with, he might not be the best player on defense, but I think the biggest reason why the defense is much better is because they have a safety who can communicate to the linebackers, communicate things on the field that he sees. So I'm going to go with number three as DJ.
Swearinger, yeah.
I like the call a lot, Vaughn. Swearinger, and these are the types of things I don't normally like as a person who loves numbers and stats and analytics and quantifiable evidence. I do think that his presence is pivotal. I thought that with Deshaun Goldson and guys like even when Terrence Knighton came in, and they just had some decent veteran leaders in that locker room for the first time in a while, I said, they're going to miss these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not having D'Angelo Hall in the field, I thought was going to hurt a little bit. It hasn't, because DJ Swearinger is that guy. When you grab the entire team after a practice and you say, I don't like the way you guys ran around here today, we got to do better tomorrow, that means something. He also hasn't given up big plays. He doesn't make a lot of tackles right now. I don't want him to. He's a safety. If you're quiet as a safety and things aren't happening around you, that's a good thing. If you're not missing tackles very obviously, I think he had two tackles in the Raiders game the other night. He had an awesome performance. One of the tackles, by the way, was a hit on Marshawn Lynch that sent ripple effects through the entire sideline.
So this is it manifests itself in a number of ways. Where when you see a cornerback, you can go, dude, you had a great game. Well, there were no passes thrown to him, no passes defended, no interceptions. If you take away something, it's almost as important as making a play on the football. If you make a quarterback go to a different read because you did your job so well that they took away the option. Maybe they took away the first and second option. It's the stuff that you can't see when you're watching the game live because the camera can't pan and see every little thing, but you don't know that Swearinger, you know, initially disguised something and then dropped a certain way when they thought they had no over-the-top help, or he, you know, he focused and came up when they thought they'd have somebody running free, et cetera. That's one of those things that you only see it on the back end when there's a burning. You only see it when it goes bad. You haven't seen it go bad just yet, except for a couple scramble plays where guys lost coverage because quarterbacks made amazing plays. Carson Wentz, and then, of course, in week number two when Goff hit the tight end down the sideline and so one guy was left kind of covering two because it was a scramble drill. That's when the Redskins have been beat, not straight up. That's a credit to guys being in the right spot.
Let's go to Miguel and Clinton. Who's been the Redskins' MVP on defense?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, dude.
I'm totally agree with Danny on this. For me, it's Zach Brown. Where, like you said, wakes up every morning wanting to hit tackle something, just like Terry Tate, offensive linebacker.
Great pull on that.
He is Terry Tate. He's faster than Terry Tate. Speed. Speed, 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 speed. Defensive speed. A fast defense is a good defense. A slow defense is a bad defense. Jeff, North Beach.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
Being 51, I'm going to look back to Richie Pettibone era and say that I haven't seen a defense this fired up since then. I'm going to say that Minuski would have to be my number one because of the way he, you know, gets those people fired up to do their job.
I
would have to say Swearinger would be my player because of the way I see him directing. You know, I like to look at other things that are going on in the play besides just the line of scrimmage. And I see him back there pointing and directing and firing those guys up. And I see that must come from the coach. It must come from the defensive coach.
It's a good call. Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Brought this up yesterday. They've allowed 7 points in the first quarter, 3 games so far. That speaks to a great plan to start games. You make adjustments as the game goes. In-game adjustments, more obvious, third, fourth quarter, what you're allowing. That first drive that's scripted for an offense, typically, if you're well prepared, you're going to get off the field pretty quickly, and that's what the Redskins have done. We keep praising Monte Nicholson as well. Can Monte Nicholson be playing as well as he is as a rookie safety if DJ Swearinger isn't as a communicator, getting him in the right spot and telling him what to do? I don't think he would be. So, in a lot of ways, the Nicholson hype, which is deserved, is also a Swearinger plus.
Right.
Let's go to Steve in Houston on the fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey,
the MVP?
What's up, fellas? MVP. Hey, look, I want real quick joke from last week. I won't mention Keenan Robinson again. There's a little misconstrued about the speed. Danny, I appreciate you sending me back on the tweet. You understood when I provided that clarity.
Smell what you're stepping in, dude.
Anyway, you know what's funny? I was listening to both of you guys, and I'm kind of torn on the fence between Zach Brown and Ryan Kerrigan. And I'm going to tell you what I think I'm suffering from just a little bit. Because we know what Ryan Kerrigan is, you know, kind of that, I don't know, A-plus player, but kind of B-plus, A-minus level player throughout the length of his career. And I feel like I just probably, because we know him and we've seen him, that I just want to give it to Zach Brown, because Zach Brown is that new pretty girl that's come to the school. Ryan Kerrigan's pretty. But, you know, Zach Brown is the new one, and so she gets all the attention now. But if you're looking statistical, and I think, Grant, you had just broke down the statistics a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
If you go by pure statistics, it has to be Ryan Kerrigan.
That's what I did. I just kind of went by the numbers. 7 TFLs, a sack, fumble, an additional 1.5 sacks,
and a touchdown.
Pick six. You can't do any better than that through 3 games. Mike Tenier. National perspective. We'll get his thoughts on if the Redskins defense is for real, what he thinks about the Skins and the Chiefs, but also who's going to surprise on Sunday? Which game should we keep an eye on? That's next on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.